Just to start, Rick Salutin, if you could offer your comments, your thoughts on the recent wave of cuts that we've seen to non-governmental organizations in Canada. There was a lot of debate recently about rights and democracy here in Montreal, but also Kairos in Toronto and Alternatives, another NGO. Some people are calling this unprecedented. Can you maybe offer your thoughts on this wave of cuts we've seen and how that reflects on the current government in Ottawa?
I think this is part of a large foreign policy reorientation. In a way, I think it indicates that they have been immensely frustrated in opposition over the years by what has been the consensus Canadian approach basically to all foreign policy, and especially to the Mideast. You start to wonder, what were they saying to each other when they went out for drinks after a session of Parliament or when they saw the latest? It's true that the Liberal Party under Paul Martin especially started to reorient its policy to be more aligned with Israel. But it's just not nearly enough for them.
Clearly.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think it's just a massive foreign policy reorientation, which in a way they haven't quite enunciated, although they've done everything. I mean, from their point of view, what the Liberals did was starkly anti-Israel and pro-Arab. I don't think any of that is true, but it's clear they were really enormously frustrated. And now that they've got some power, they're limited with the minority situation. But one of the things you can do is affect some of these things that are at the discretion of the government just by cutting groups off. It seems so excessive and so rancorous and so petty in a way, pulling a bit of money from these basically do-gooding organizations. And that's why I say it indicates underneath just some enormous frustration and looking for an emotional release.
In terms of aid work in general, some commentators have put what we're seeing in the context of the politicization of aid.
It seems to me deeply ideological, actually. Mm-hmm. Basically, they hate Canada, it seems to me. And Canada has been symbolized for them, among other ways, by what they see as far too neutral a foreign policy, especially with regard to the Mideast. And they're going to rectify it.
Now, beyond the Middle East, beyond Palestine, there was a really interesting interview with Stephen Harper right before the last elections. It was actually in the Globe. They talked about the pillars of Canadian society, multiculturalism, healthcare, a bilingual nation, things that people would associate with the identity of being Canada. You know, whether or not it's entirely true or not, I mean, that's a whole nother debate, but at least in the common perception. In this particular feature, they talked about Harper really trying to make an effort to establish militarization and combat as a pillar of Canadian identity. So maybe could you comment on that idea, the idea of adding that element to what Canada's national focus or identity is?
I agree with what you're pointing out. I think it's what I would call another approach to the deeply ideological change in foreign policy that Harper wants to bring about, Harper and his particular allies in the cabinet, basically. Again, I'd say they hate Canada in the sense of the kind of Canada that has become a sort of consensual image in the, whether it's true or not, or has a certain limited amount of truth, but that as a do-gooding, relatively neutral, benevolent, not highly militaristic country, either they think this is all crap, that it's not really the way Canadians are or what they want, or else they hate it and they're not willing to live with it and they'll do everything they can to change it. And I think that the cutbacks on aid, especially of this kind of benevolent, third-party, slow approach to development aid, goes along with the reorientation of the military from what they saw as this namby-pamby peacekeeping approach to some hard-driving military fighting and killing stuff alongside our American patrons. That's part of it, too. And again, I think it's a long pent-up frustration with being associated with a Canada that they just can't identify with, that they loathe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To whatever extent that really is what Canada was doing, and it's that's open to question.
At least in terms of a debate on these major cuts we're seeing, what types of questions do you think people should be asking?
I think people need information. I mean, most people don't know about Keros and rights and democracy. And I think if you just took a survey, I actually have no idea what their attitudes toward foreign aid would be, but it may not be that, I don't know, liberal or generous. But what I do think is when people get a chance to learn about something, they tend to take a more liberal and small-l liberal and generous point of view than people like Harper in the National Post. I mean, on capital punishment, I think the opinion polls now show a majority would be in favor of it. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'm not surprised at any of that, but I think if you had a real debate about it, a public debate where people got a chance to think about it and feel their opinions made a difference, you know, I'd have a fair amount of confidence that people would come up with an enlightened view.
So back to the point on Palestine and the Middle East. I mean, we've seen this huge shift towards a support for Israel.
Yeah, unquestioning support, you know, mm-hmm. just straight down the line, knee-jerk support for whatever Israel does. Yeah.
And so do you see this as significant? Is this something that has been occupying your thoughts? Is this something that we should be considering more?
Well, I think it's of concern on a number of levels. Just speaking, you know, from a kind of broad Canadian view, I think it's a ridiculous focus for foreign policy. It's as though they've started with one core plank, which is unquestioning pro-Israel, no matter what Israel does, support. And then somehow, you know, you kind of improvise other foreign policy out of that. I think that's a crazy way to build a foreign policy, yet it sounds to me like it's what they've done. Just on a broad human level, I think that it's ethically atrocious to take that kind of view of what's going on in the Mideast. I think it's a major international case of attack on a population, of colonization and repression. Something should be done about it. You know, I can't avoid reacting as a Jew as well. I just find it appalling. And the thought that Harper and Jason Kenney claim themselves to be great defenders of the Jewish cause and opponents of anti-Semitism, without going into a kind of objective analysis of that, which I think one could be done, it just makes me sick.
Thanks for your comments today, Rick. I really appreciate the time.
Okay.